弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters。
感谢主的恩典，让我们可以在安息圣日一样聚集在教会来敬拜神。
Thank God that we have the opportunity to gather here and worship God this Sabbath day。
这一周我们迎来了我们今年冬天的第一场雪，让我们整个景观都不一样了。
This week there was a very large snowstorm and the whole situation is different now。
我们感谢神虽然在这寒冷的天气，我们还能够有一个温暖的环境能够一起敬拜神这是主的恩典。
Thank God that even with this cold weather, we have some warm place to gather and worship God。
我们抱着一颗敬虔的心来到主的面前来敬拜，愿这样的我们的所有的崇拜都得到神的祝福。
So we gather here with our hearts, so we can gather, so we can worship God, and may we be blessed.
现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考，穿圣衣站在神面前。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we will be discussing the topic of put on the holy garment, standing in front of God.
我们都知道，在这个社会上，衣服代表一个身份。
Everybody knows that in society, your clothes determine your status.
你如果看到穿特定衣服的人，你就知道他是什么角色。
If you look at a person's clothing, you can tell what type of role they play.
那当然，你对他也会有一种期待。
And you will have an impression on them.
所以你如果看到有人穿警察制服，你就知道，你就想说他是警察。
And if you look at a person, they're wearing a police officer's outfit, you would think that they're a police officer.
那如果你到医院里面去。看到那个穿白色的他可能就会写上他是什么医生。
And if you went to a hospital and you see that they're wearing a white coat, then and it might show that they are wearing they have a, some sort of doctor certification.
如果你去法院，你看到那个法官穿他的法官的袍子，你就知道他是在执行这个审判的工作。
And if you go to the court and you see that they're wearing some kind of robe, then you might think that they are related to a judge.
你如果看到法官穿衣服，你就要期待他是公义的。
And if you look at the court, you might think that they are just.
你绝对不会想说这个法官是假的。
You wouldn't think that they are fake.
那如果你现在到医院去看到一个医生。
And if you go to the hospital and you look at the doctor,
你就很期待这个医生他是可以诊断出你的问题。然后他可以帮助你解决疾病。
You might think that they're able to look at all your illnesses and cure your illnesses.
那可是事实上是我们在生活当中看到许多人穿上那个衣服，但是他实际上可能不是那个角色。
But in society, there might be people who dress like they are something, but they aren't.
所以有时候我们会被骗呢。
And sometimes we might be lied to.
有人是。不是医生，但是他穿医生的衣服。
Somebody might not be a doctor, but they can just wear a lab coat.
那甚至有的警察是假的。
And some doctors are fake.
警察。
Police. I mean, some police are fake.
因为你那个制服，人家也可以去仿造啊。
Because some people can just wear a fake police officer.
所以有时候你看到一个人的衣着，你还要再仔细判断说，他是真的扮演这个角色吗？
So when you see a person dressed like that, you would have to make a judgment. Are they actually that in that role?
通常这个都要一点时间去观察他到底是怎么样表现，他是呈现出什么一个特质，跟他所要扮演的工作有没有相称。
So you would have to take some time to judge their character and how they act and whether or not they are actually fulfilling their role.
所以我们现在来到神的面前。
So now, when we go before God,
谈到这个侍奉神的问题。
When we serve God,
那圣经也提到我们要穿上衣服。
The Bible tells us we have to wear a certain garment.
一个侍奉神的人，他要穿上神所要的这个圣衣。
And so the Bible tells us what God wants the workers to wear.
我们现在在读出埃及记这一段这个从25章以后，基本上都在讲。建造会幕的整个神的吩咐。
From Exodus 25, it tells us certain instructions in how the building of the tabernacle.
那神就一一的告诉摩西说，在这个会幕里有哪一些物品，当怎么建造。
And God tells Moses how to build and create some of these items within the tabernacle.
从25章以后，你就看到很多的细节描述的很清楚。
And it tells you a very in detail of the different instructions.
其实我们如果只是看文字，有时候也不太容易明白说，它这个东西到底是怎样做起来的。
And if we just look at it, it might be a little confusing on how we actually build these things.
但是当时候神他这样讲，摩西就听，那他就可以了解说，哎，神是怎样造的，神是要什么样的东西。
But the moment that God said it, Moses was able to hear it, and Moses was able to understand how to build these things.
我们如果在读那个第二十七章的时候哈。
If we read chapter 27, Exodus 27.
二十七章他就在讲这些祭坛呢，一开始讲祭坛。
The Exodus 27 starts off with different types of offerings.
好，那他接下去就特别说这个第九节哈，第八节。
In verse 8,
他说用板做坛，坛是空的，都照着在山上指示你的样式做。
Verse 8, you shall make it hollow with the boards as it was shown you on the mountain, so shall they make it.
那你这个就是神其实讲了很多这个东西应该是怎么做的，他都有描述的。
And God has shown Moses how to make certain things.
但是我们现在在读圣经，我不知道弟兄姐妹有人可能比较那个立体概念，可能一读就知道哦，这是什么东西，是怎么做了哈。
So I don't know if you if the brothers and sisters have some sort of architectural background and you know how to make it.
那有的是比较没有的，就说哎，这个是怎样，是一个什么样的东西呢
？And you might wonder, oh, how do you make such a thing?
有一些部分我读了好久都读不太清楚，说到底是什么样子。
Some passages I read for a long time, I still don't know how to make it.
但是我们现在有因为有这个科技啊，网络信息很方便，你可以上网去查一下说，这个到底东西是什么样子啊
？But now with technology, we're able to understand about how to make certain things and what certain things look like.
那其实如果你仔细看哈，网络上很多东西的样子跟圣经不太一样的。
But in actuality, the ones on the internet is a little bit different from the ones recorded in.
你如果没有仔细看清楚，有时候你看到一个图像，它其实不是神所说的那样子哦。
We might see some pictures on the internet, and if we aren't looking careful enough, it's not the same as what was.
就好像今天一样的描述，有很多人不同的解释，还有不同的那个想法。
Similarly, other people might have different understandings or explanations of the Bible.
所以其实要很仔细的去看圣经是怎么说的。
So we need to look carefully on what the Bible actually says.
然后去对照，你才发现说，他所画的到底准不准？
And we have to understand and make our own judgment of whether or not it is correct.
我就在读这个第二十五章的约柜哈。
And if we look in chapter 25, the ark.
神说要怎么做约柜了哈。
God tells Moses how to make the ark.
那这个约柜要放在什么地方？怎么放
？It tells us where to put the ark.
其实你如果到网络上去看，90%的都错。
And if we were to look on the internet, about 90% of it is incorrect.
它大部分那个图像所画的跟圣经描述都有差距的。
The drawing or the description of it is different from what the Bible.
表示说，有些人他看这个经文，他的想法看他是把它放进去自己的想法。
That means someone else is putting their own opinion on of what the Bible says.
有时候是为了要装饰，比较好看。
For some reasons, maybe it's just so it looks better.
有时候觉得说，这样做比较合理，就是比较 make sense。
Maybe other people they think, oh, this one makes more sense.
但其实圣经如果仔细读，你会发现不对。
But if you read the Bible, it's actually incorrect.
这个就是我们今天在看圣经哈，你要看神怎么说，这个很重要的。
So we need to read the Bible and see what God actually says.
有人认识圣经是看电影的。
Sometimes people only know the Bible through movies.
我想很多人他们在读那个出埃及过红海这段故事，很多都是看那个好莱坞的电影拍出来的。哦，那就有一个印象说就是像这样子。
And some people they might only know the story of crossing the Red Sea and Exodus through this movie.
那有很多我们的小朋友哈，现在都很习惯看那个动画。
And a lot of young kids, they love watching cartoons.
那现在有很多人，他也去拍摄这个 YouTube 的影片啊，就跟你，他就把他的那个想要呈现的东西，用这个像电影一样呈现给你知道啊。
And there's plenty of videos on YouTube that kind of display what happened in the Bible.
那如果没有去对照圣经， 你可能就被他那个影像或是图片骗了。
And if we were not to use the Bible as a reference, we might be deceived by these.
所以我们要认识圣经，要知道神他到底说什么，一定要回到原始神的话语里面去了解才行。
To understand God's word, we have to look at the Bible.
虽然有时候比较困难一点，就是说要花一点时间。
Although it might be a little bit more difficult and it might take more time.
但是这才是最正确的。
But this is the most accurate.
千万不要走捷径去看人家给你准备好的，然后像电影拍给你看，那你就以为是这样子。
Do not just look at what other people have prepared for you as fact.
现在有很多人用圣经做生意的。
A lot of people they use making Bibles.
圣经许多的故事都被拍成影片，赚很多钱。
These Bible stories could be used as a way of making money, such as making movies.
那我们现在主的门徒呢？我们现在一定要单纯的古老的方法哈，看神怎么说。
As the followers of Christ, then we must just simply look at the original text.
就好像我们今天要建造教会。
Just like in building up a church.
我们今天也是要好好的来为我们的信仰扎根的，要为我们信仰打造一个基础。
We must have a foundation of our faith, and we must grow deeper roots in our faith.
都是要从经文本身去了解。
And we must use it through the Bible.
我们今天要建设教会，要看神当初怎么建造他的会幕。
In building up the church, we must look at how God built up this tabernacle.
因为会幕就是预表着主耶稣所要建造的教会。
Because the tabernacle prefigures Jesus building up the church.
这个会幕是物质的是在律法底下的。
This tabernacle is physical and it's built under the Mosaic law.
但是教会是属灵的。
But the church is spiritual.
是按着主耶稣的恩典而建造的。
It's through God's grace that is created.
所以我们说旧约圣经它只是一个影子，它是救赎的影子。
And so the Old Testament is merely a shadow of what's to come.
真正救赎的实质，它的本质是在新约圣经里面主耶稣基督所带来这个福音里。
The actual thing that's shedding the shadow is the gospel that Jesus Christ brings.
所以我们现在看旧约的这一段的描述，我们要看到它跟教会的联系。
So we must look at these recordings in Exodus and see how it's related to the church.
那我们现在透过圣灵的启示神的帮助，我们会更了解为什么当初旧约是神这样说的。
And through the revelations of the Holy Spirit, we could understand why God has recorded it this way.
我们就可以把属物质的东西把它提升到属灵的层次里。
And through physical things, we can have spiritual meaning towards it.
所以我们现在读这一段经文，从25章以后，其实一直到第40章基本上都是跟会幕有关的。
So from chapter 25 all the way up to around chapter 40, it's related to the tabernacle.
到最后，这个会幕会被建起来。
And this tabernacle will be built up.
然后就充满神的荣耀。
And it'll be filled with God's glory.
那神就跟百姓同住。
And God will dwell amongst his people.
那这个神要百姓就是以他为中心过日子。
And so it was, it's so that they may be faithful and through all their days.
神要百姓过着一个以神为中心的生活。
God wants the people to have a God-centered life.
那个包括他们将来接下去在旷野旅程里面，他们要怎么围着会幕来过每一天的生活。
And it tells how they should dwell around the tabernacle and how they dwell every single day.
这个就让我们可以联系到今天我们每一天的日子都这样过，但是其实最重要就是以神为中心。
And it tells us that, you know, every single day it passes by, but we must have a God-centered life.
我们需要什么事情都想到信仰的事。
And every single day, we must think about our faith.
所以信仰不是只是来到教会这段时间而已。
So faith is not just the time in which we come to church.
是我们每一天的生活。
It's every single day.
我们都会想到主。
Every single day, we think about God.
我们想到他的命令。
We think about his will.
想到他对我们的期待。
His will for our lives.
然后我们会想到说我们要怎么样来呈现在他面前得到他的喜悦。
And so how are we able to conduct ourselves so we can receive his satisfaction?
我们现在要侍奉神也不是只有在教会的时候侍奉而已。
And so serving God is not only when we serve in church.
在我们的家里。
It's within our households.
甚至在我们工作的环境里面，我们都需要抱着这个侍奉神的心态。
Even within our work environment, we must have a heart of servitude.
学校，学生在学校里面要抱着我侍奉神的态度去读书的。
And students in school, they must have a serving attitude for God.
不管我们是做什么事。
No matter what you do,
我们都是要以信仰为中心。
We must have a God-centered faith.
那这样子，我们在读圣经，我就看到圣经跟我们教导我们要怎么过日子了。
And so through the Bible, it can tell us how we must conduct ourselves every single day.
出埃及记从第28章以后。
From chapter 28 and onwards.
跟29章。
And chapter 28 and 29.
这两章基本上都跟祭司有关系。
It's related to the priests.
那二十八章讲有关于祭司的衣服。
This is chapter 28 talks about the garments of priesthood.
这是放在建造会幕的这个段落里面啊，特别有关于衣服的描述非常的清楚。
And it's very specifically mentioning within building the tabernacle about garments.
这要先有这个衣服穿上以后，那这个祭司呢，他要呈现在神面前被高成圣，然后开始侍奉。
So after wearing these outfits, after wearing these garments, priests will be considered righteous.
要他们要经过这个被膏的过程。
And they have to go through this preparation.
是
anointing.
Anointing, 对， 要倒上膏油的，而且要这个就是二十九章所描述的，要怎么样才可以在神面前侍奉呢？
And it shows how they can serve in front of God.
就是有一个神要求的程序。
And it's all these requirements of God.
那要有一个时间。
And it requires time.
那这个人要准备他的心。
So these priests need to prepare their hearts.
那这个他要经过这个过程，第一步骤就是要先穿上这个衣服的。
And the first step within preparing your heart is to prepare these garments.
那我们就看到说，这个会幕建起来，最后是要有人在里面侍奉才行的。
And in order to, after building this tabernacle, we must have people to serve.
所以我们看到神所建造的，不但是硬体的，包括软体，特别是里面的人才是重点。
It's not only that there is inanimate objects within the tabernacle, but also there are people serving within it.
对，神特别要求是谁可以在这个圣所会幕里面来侍奉他。
And it's telling God is telling these people, telling Moses about who can actually serve within the tabernacle.
那这个就是今天我们每一个人的角色了。
And this is our roles as today.
我们常常在读这个彼得前书二章九节哈。
We often read the verse in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书二章九节这一节一定是如果学生一定会背的。
And this verse, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, a lot of RE students, they memorize this verse.
从小学生一直从可能 E1 啊开始背，背到大学都在背啊。
Probably starting from E1 all the way up to college.
那相信我们在座许多的弟兄姐妹一定会背的。
And knowing all of you guys, you might have memorized this verse.
你看他这里说我们有四个身份。
And it tells us we have four different roles.
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen generation.
我们是有君尊的祭司。
We are a royal priesthood.
我们是圣洁的国度。
And we are a holy nation.
然后我们是属神的子民。
And we are His own special people.
那我们的目标就是我们的这个生活的目标就是要去宣扬召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And our goal in our lives is so that we may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
就是说，我们今天被拣选有一个目的，就是要去宣扬拣选我们的神他的美。
The whole purpose of us being chosen is so that we may proclaim His beauty.
那我们被拣选是从黑暗里面被选出来进入光明里的。
And we were chosen from darkness into light.
那我们现在是已经在光明当中的人了。
And so now we are within light, we're dwelling.
不再黑暗里面了。
We are no longer in darkness.
好，那我们以前没有那个身份，所以第十节说以前不算是神的子民。
And in verse 10, it tells us that we were once not a people of Him.
但是现在却成为神的子民了。
But now we are the people of God.
那是说这是一种身份的转变。
So we are changing our status.
他第九节特别强调说我们是有君尊的祭司。
And it tells us in verse 9 specifically that we are royal priesthood.
其实我们如果不是祭司，最后我们在 最末后的大灾难，我们是活不了的。
And if we weren't this royal priesthood within this judgment day, we wouldn't last.
我们之前在查考启示录的时候已经谈到了。
And we already discussed this in Revelations.
启示录第十一章。
In Revelation chapter 11.
就说最后谁可以在神的殿里面真的站立，不会被外邦践踏，不会死亡了呢？
It discusses who will be able to withstand all through everything.
就是真的能够在神的殿里面站立得住的那个祭司才行。
The people who were able to withstand and stand firm in the faith are the priests.
因为最后是要能够站在圣所里面，在神的殿里面的。
It's only those who are able to stand within the holy place.
那在那里有神的保护。
It's only through there we're able to be protected by God.
在这个殿外面的，包括在这个院子里面的，他都交给外邦人践踏了。
Those who are in the outer courts, they are unable to receive the protection of God.
他们就被 trample, 就是会被践踏死亡了。
And they will be trampled to death.
那所以现在我们是一个祭司的身份这很重要的。
So now we have the status of a royal priesthood.
我们要了解神主耶稣基督召我们是有目的的。
And so we must understand that the reason God has called us.
要让我们可以来侍奉他的。
So we may serve him.
那这个。跟这里相关的这个经文，我们想到就是罗马书第十二章。
And a verse that reminds us this is Romans chapter 12.
我们现在是祭司。
We are priests.
祭司第十罗马书十二章的第一节这样说了。
In Romans chapter 12 verse 1, it tells us this.
十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，这是保罗非常殷切的。期待他劝勉呢。
It tells us in verse 1 is that Paul is beseeching us. He beseeches us, therefore, brethren.
他说要我们把身体献上当作活祭。
It tells us that we present our bodies a living sacrifice.
就是我们把自己现在活着的生命献在神的面前。
And so within our lives, we present ourselves before God.
做活祭就是说要献给神，那是有生命的，是可以动的。
And to present ourselves as a living sacrifice is to be alive and moving.
然后他说一定要成为圣洁。
And we must be holy.
要神所悦纳的。
And we must be acceptable to God.
那这样的侍奉是理所当然的。
And this is very important and obvious within our servitude.
那第二节就说你不要效法这个世界哦。
And it tells us in verse 2 not to be conformed to this world.
因为这个世界他的整个生活目标不是在侍奉神的，是在追求自己的成就的。
Because the people of this world are not focused on serving God, they're focused on achieving their own goals.
你看每一个人，他们都很努力的在追求能够有成就。
You see a lot of people, they work very hard so they could be saved.
他们追求自己的成就，就是其实追求自己的荣耀了。
Yeah, they work very hard so they can receive their own glory.
他们最后。很少人会把说这个成就都把它归荣耀给神的。
And no one really wants to give up their glory to God.
很少人不是有，但是所以今天世界整个潮流跟我们今天圣经里面要求我们的不一样。
So the things of the world are different from what the Bible requests us to do.
因为这个世界强调是人每个人的努力。
And so the world tells us to work hard for yourself.
如果你有什么成就，然后你得到什么奖赏，他就说你 deserve it, 因为你值得，你已经付出努力，这是你应该得的。
If you receive any prize or if you work really hard, they say that you deserve it because you yourself work towards it.
但是我们如果读圣经的人就不会这样想了。
But if we read the Bible, it's not the way.
事实上是神的恩典，如果不是神给我们，我们什么都不会的。
It is through the grace of God. If it weren't for God giving it to us, then we wouldn't have received it.
我们今天在世上追求的不是在得到世人的肯定，能够有什么成就。
And we are not trying to win the approval of other people.
而是我们将 把自己献给神，不管在做什么事情，做什么职业都没有关系，最后是把荣耀归给神的。
We are trying to give our glory to God as a living sacrifice to God.
我们在从事的工作里面是心意一直更新变化的。
Within the workplace, it's always.
虽然我们在社会上工作了哈。
Even though we're working in society.
但是我们的心会一直的更新，就是说我们知道说，我这个工作是为了神而做的。
We have a very faithful and zealous heart towards serving God.
不是只是在得到一份薪资，然后在这个职场上能够一直往上爬到一个 职位，然后让自己觉得很荣耀。
It's not the purpose of climbing up the social ladder so we can make ourselves feel better.
我们到最后一定会越来越觉得说啊，感谢主，现在神赐给我这个工作，我可以用来荣耀神， 来侍奉他。
If we receive some sort of position, we can thank God, and so we can have more opportunity to worship Him.
我们就会越来越明白说啊，神在我们身上的旨意是什么。
So we can understand what God's will for us.
为什么让我们做这个工作？
Why God has given us this position?
有时候为什么帮我们碰到这个困难？
Why has God given us certain difficulties?
我们就会查验什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And we can think about all of his righteousness and his mercy towards us.
那最后我们就会很发现说，哎，其实我们的生命在神的眼中是已经被规划好的，而且我们如果能够照神的旨意去生活，我们就觉得很满足。
And we already know that God has prepared our lives for us, and we can feel fulfilled as we live through it.
所以圣经提到说，我们就是一个祭司啊。
And so the Bible records us as priests.
要把自己献给神的。
And we must be a living sacrifice.
好，那既然是祭司，要侍奉神的。
And these priests, they serve God.
祭司就是在神面前来服侍哦。
They must serve before God.
那现在服侍的人就要穿上这个衣服了。
And those who serve must wear these garments.
我们现在看回来出埃及记二十八章。
So let's look back at Exodus chapter 28.
这二十八章在讲这个衣服是怎么做起来的。
It tells us how these garments are made.
然后这当中它的意义在哪里
？And what's the meaning behind it?
我们现在如果能够把它读一读呢，我们就会更清楚我们今天应该要抱什么心。能够真的成为活祭，得到神的喜悦。
So how it tells us how we must make these items and tells us how we are able to become this holy nation that is acceptable for God.
这个衣服目标就是要最后可以侍奉神。
And so the purpose of these garments is to serve before God.
第二十八章第一节说
，Verse 1，
你要从以色列人当中使你的哥哥亚伦和他的儿子拿达、亚比父、以利亚撒以他玛四个儿子一同就近你，给我供祭司的职分。
Verse 1. Now take Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as a priest. Aaron and Aaron's son Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. There are 4 sons.
这是神的拣选，神指定的。
And these are chosen by God.
所以这个不是从民众里面去选出来的。
It's not just chosen amongst the people.
是神直接跟摩西说是谁。
God has told directly who he has chosen.
那所以这个就是出于神绝对的主权。
So these are the definite chosen people.
神要给谁就给谁。
God will give to whoever he chooses.
没有被选到的不可以说为什么不是我。
Those who aren't chosen can't just say why didn't you choose me?
这些人也没有比我好啊。
Why are they better than me?
为什么我没有被选上呢
？Why wasn't I chosen?
这个不能够这样想。
We are unable. We cannot say that.
因为神指定，这个就是说神拣选人。
Because God is the one that chose these people.
就好像我们读创世纪的时候
，Just like when we read in Genesis.
神，你看从以扫跟雅各里面，他就选雅各。
From between Esau and Jacob, God chose Jacob.
那如果以外表能力来说，其实以扫比较厉害啊，比较强啊。
And if we were to look at things externally, then we can see that, you know, Esau, he's much stronger, he's a more viable candidate.
但是神他就选雅各啊。
But God chose Jacob.
所以人哦没有办法夸口。
So people have no right to complain.
因为这个是神他决定的。
Because it is God who chooses.
现在被选定的人呢，现在接下去就要照这样子做了。
So there must be the people that must submit and do what God says.
神说要就近你，要给我供祭司的职分，就是神赐给他们这个职分的。
And it says in verse 1 that he may minister to me as priest.
所以从此这亚伦的这个儿子们他们都要跟这个世界有分别了。
And from then on, Aaron's sons must be different and be sanctified.
他们现在要一切都要配合神的要求，神说的算。
They must go about amongst God's will and God's commandments.
包括他们要穿的衣服，也不能够说这个我不喜欢，我要穿另外一件。
It's not like they can say I don't like the way that these garments look. I'm going to wear something different.
但其实我们如果仔细看神所要 做的这个圣衣是很华美的。
But in actuality, the clothing that God has prepared for them is very beautiful.
如果用我们自己去做，我们大概做不出来这样子。
If we were to make these garments, we were unable to.
好，所以接下去你看第二节。
If we look at verse 2.
为你要给你的哥哥亚伦做圣衣，为荣耀，为华美。
Verse 2, and you shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother for glory and for beauty.
这个衣服穿上去是为了荣耀的。
So the purpose of these garments is for glory.
为了美，华美，这个荣耀跟华美都是神的荣耀，神的华美的。
And it's for glory and for beauty, not only that, but for God's glory and God's beauty.
然后第三节说，又要吩咐一切心中有智慧的，就是我用智慧的灵所充满的，给亚伦做衣服，使他分别为圣，可以给我供祭司的职分。
Verse 3, so you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest.
好，所以从第三节，这个圣衣是为什么？
And in verse 3, it tells us why we have these garments.
这个圣衣是要让穿上的人可以被分别为圣。
And it's so that those who wear these garments may be consecrated.
然后之后呢，要供祭司的职分，在神面前侍奉他的。
That they can minister before God as priest.
好，所以我们现在看到说，这个圣衣穿上，三个目的了。
And tells us the reason for wearing these garments.
就是为了荣耀。
It's for glory.
是为了华美。
It's for beauty.
为了分别为圣，侍奉神。
So they can be consecrated and they can serve God as priest.
这个衣服很珍贵啊。
And it's so precious, this clothing.
那现在有关于衣服，神特别说谁来做啊？
And it tells us who shall build and who shall make these garments.
心中有智慧，所谓的智慧就是神用他智慧的灵充满的人。
It's those who were filled with the spirit of wisdom.
好，所以有关于圣衣啊，要神指定那个被他的灵充满的人呢，他才会明白神所说的，然后按照神的吩咐一一的做出来。
So these gifted artisans, they are filled with God's spirit of wisdom, so they can fully create these garments.
哦，所以你看这个圣衣哈，第一个想到就是谁做，这个神特别把他的灵充满那个人。所以摩西的这个描述啊，他讲听完之后，他就知道说，哦，这个应该怎么把它做出来。
And it's only through the spirit of wisdom are the skilled artisans and Moses able to understand how to make these garments.
如果是让神的这个神的话哈，可以完全实现呢。
And so, the word of God can be fully fulfilled.
那就是心中有神的灵的人，他可以跟神相通，会明白神所讲的意思在哪里。
Those who are filled with God's spirit are able to fully understand what God's word is about.
因为这个是神的作品。
Because this is the product of God.
哦，这个我们现在知道那个衣服啊，那个设计很重要嘛，哈。
Everybody knows that the design of clothing and garments are very important.
我们那个喜欢读设计的人就知道，你像这个世界有几个设计的大中心，纽约就是其中一个设计衣服的。
Those who study design, they know that one of the most important aspects of design is clothing.
意大利有一个地方也是专门在设计衣服的。
There's a place in Italy that specializes in designing clothing.
每一年他们都有这些专门这个设计的这个展览呢。
And they have a specific magazine that helps them design.
就是这个就是一个
a show.
对，就是一个很大的发表会，就是有一些人他们把他们新的那个设计哈，把它公布出来，让大家可以知道说，他们其实就是引导接下来的社会的流行。
And it's a show just to display the next fashion trend.
哦，这个就是设计是他的理念哈，他把它呈现在他的作品里面，你看的就知道哦，你会觉得说哦，会欣赏他了哈。
And those who study design, they're able to look at it and be very amazed.
所以这个设计的人基本上就是他把他的那个想法啊，把它表达出来之后，然后让大家可以跟随。
And so those designers, they're able to take their designs and then show everybody, and everybody is amazed.
我们今天如果看圣经神的这个设计
，And if we were to look at God's design within the Bible,
他的这个衣服的这个设计哈，真的是，如果我们如果上网去看一下那个大祭司的圣衣，就会发现很美的。
And if you were to look online to see the design of these garments that the priest had to wear, you would see it's very beautiful.
可是现在社会上他不会去重复这一件事情。
But in society, no one would recreate this thing.
因为这个实在太麻烦了。
Because it's too meticulous.
这个都要每一件都要手工做的。
Everything must be handmade.
这个没有办法用机器生产的。
You cannot just make it through machines.
那重要是这个、要做人，他一定要心里有神的智慧，才知道说这个为什么是这样子，而且要做的合神的要求，完美。
Those who make it must have wisdom, and they must understand God's instructions and to make it beautiful.
今天设计要设计衣服啊，要做衣服的人就是要明白神的心意。
Those who make these garments must understand God's will.
现在穿上的人就是要穿上神的荣耀跟神的华美。
Those who wear these garments will be wearing God's glory.
因为这是神的作品。
Because this is the product of God.
要被分别出来侍奉神的。
You must be consecrated and separate to serve God.
那我们现在从第四节就看到说它是圣衣是哪一些部分呢？
And it tells us the different parts of the garment in verse 4.
第四节说就是胸牌。
There's a breastplate.
第二以弗德。
An ephod.
第三外袍。
A robe.
第四说杂色的内袍。
A skillfully woven tunic.
第五冠冕。
A turban.
第六腰带。
And a sash.
好，所以这里讲的圣衣就是这六项。
And it tells us these six different items within the garments.
他说要让你的哥哥亚伦和他的儿子穿这圣服，可以给我供祭司的职分。
So they may make holy garments for Aaron your brother and his sons, that he may minister to me as priest.
你看从第一节、第三节到第四节，一直在讲供祭司的职分。
And from verse 1 to verse 3 to verse 4, it talks about the status as a priest.
所以这件衣服很重要。
So this clothing is very important.
要供祭司职分，就是要侍奉神的，那就是要先穿这个衣服哦。
And to fulfill the status as a priest, you must first wear these garments.
我们读到那个从25章以后，你看到神说那个会幕里面，帐幕里面，就是圣所、至圣所里面有哪些东西。
And from verse 25 and onwards, it tells us different objects within the holy place, the holiest of holies, or the tabernacle itself.
你看到桌子，你看到约柜，你看到那个灯台，但是你就是没看到椅子。
If you see, there is a table, there is an ark, there is a lampstand, but there's no seat.
那进到圣所里面去的哈，通通用站的，绝对没有地方让你坐的啦。
If you enter the holy place, there is nowhere to sit.
你不能说我脚酸了，对不起，我坐到什么地方坐一下，不行。
You can't say, oh, my legs are getting tired, I need to sit somewhere.
整个圣所里面都没有椅子的，你都不能坐的。
The entire holy place doesn't have anywhere to sit.
你不能说，不然我坐在地上好了，不行。
You can't just say, oh, I'm going to sit on the ground instead.
所以它整个设计就是进去的人就是侍奉，站着侍奉神。
The whole purpose of that is so those who enter can only serve. They cannot
rest. 而且要小心。
And you must be careful.
如果没有小心，可能就躺着出来了。
You must be diligent, or else.
如果不小心的话，可能就死了啦。
Or you might die.
啊，你进去可能就被抬出来啊。
And you might just be carried away.
好，所以进去在神面前的人都要谨慎的侍奉神，就是照神的说的去做的。
And we must, those who serve God must be diligent to serve God, God's commands.
那所以我们现在看到这个衣服哈，很特别。
And we can see how unique this garment is.
这里说为荣耀，第二节特别说。
In verse 2 it says,
亚伦是他是当大祭司的身份的。
So Aaron has the status of a high priest.
他现在要穿上这个衣服是彰显神的荣耀。
And for the purpose of him wearing this holy garment is for to show God's glory.
我们现在总会出了这个瑞玛的研经工具，我们手机上里面可能都有这个工具，大家要用一用。
I'm sure a few of you guys are aware of the app called Rima.
Rima 对教总会出的我们真主教会的这个研经的工具啊，很重要，很好用的。
And it's a Bible resource created by our church.
我们现在读圣经哈，我们如果有这些工具辅助，我们一定会更知道的更详细，我们对这个道理一定会更深入的。
And if we were to, you know, look at this resource, then we can have a deeper understanding of the scriptures.
十年、二十年前不一样了。
And this is different from 10 or 20 years ago.
我们过去读圣经，有时候我们被这个中文的翻译或英文的翻译误导了。
And sometimes we might be confused by the certain translations within the English or
Chinese. 因为我们都不是这个原文的专家，我们都不知道他本来讲什么。
Because we are not these literature experts to understand the raw text.
但是现在有这些工具，它就帮我们分析，让我们了解它原本是什么意思。
But within this Rima, we are able to understand what the original text says.
当然有这些工具也不见得100%啦，因为每一个文字本身它都有它的很多种不同的用法，或者是它的意思存在，看你选择用哪一项而已啊。
And this is not 100% accurate, but as certain words have different connotations and meanings.
就好像我们中文有很多同音字啊、同义字啊，或者是同这个有很多。一样的音，但是完全不一样的东西啊。
Similar in Chinese, a lot of the words have similar accents, and even though they have different meanings.
其实每一个语言都是这样子的。
Just like how every language has similar.
但现在你看，如果你用 Rima 去查一下这个荣耀是什么。
But if we were to look at Rima, we can see what this means.
这个荣耀，其实它是一个名词，但是它的字根就是来源就是动词，就是很重的意思，很沉重的意思。
So what glory means in the original text is something that's really important.
有 weight, 有重量。
There's a lot of weight.
就是很有重量啊。
It's very heavy.
所以这个荣耀是什么？叫做它很有重量。
So what does glory mean? It means it's very heavy.
在神面前它变得很有分量啊。
And before God, it's very important.
不是，对神来说，神看他穿上这个衣服之后，他就变得很有分量。
And when this person wears these garments, they are seen as very glorious before God and very important.
神就把这个人看得很重要了。
And God can see this person as very important.
所以这个就好像你如果看到我们的瑞玛研经工具里面，他就会跟你分析说，其实有很多字，它这个意思，中文可能不是翻荣耀，但是它意思就是荣耀。
And through Rima, we can see that although the Chinese doesn't exactly say glory, but it means glory.
比如说创世纪三十一章的第一节
，Just like in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1，
第三十一章的第一节
，Chapter 31 verse 1，
雅各听见拉班的儿子们有话说，雅各把我们父亲所有的都夺了去了，并借着我们父亲得了并借着我们父亲得了这一切的荣耀。
Genesis chapter 31 verse 1. Now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and from what was our father's, he has acquired all this wealth.
那你看我们中文把它说得了荣耀，英文就说它是 wealth， 就是财富啊。他把这些财富通通把它夺走了啦。
And we can see that the Chinese actually uses the word for glory, but the English uses the word wealth.
所以今天如果有钱的人哇，他很多财富人。他就觉得很有荣耀，人家看他就很有分量嘛，哈。
And those who have a lot of money now in society might be considered very glorious or very important.
如果他捐很多钱，他在那一个组织里面，他就觉得很有分量。
If they donate a lot of money, these charities might think this person's very important.
这不管是政治的还是哪一个层面都一样啊，你只要学校也是这样，你说捐很多钱，那个人跟他这个人有关系的小孩，哇，这个学校就觉得他很有分量。
We don't even need to think about the politics. If a school were to receive a very large donation from somebody, they would think that this person is very important and very good.
所以这里的荣耀就是说有分量、有尊荣了，被看重了。
And this person, this has this glory.
所以我们现在看到了说，这个就是今天穿圣衣，就是目的，就是在神面前。成为有分量的，就是神会看重我们了。
And to wear these holy garments is so that we can receive some sort of importance before God.
那其实这个衣服又是神设计、神做的啊。
And these garments are designed by God.
所以这个分量从哪里来
？So where does this importance
从神来的
come from? It's from God.
是神拣选，然后付给他这个工作。
It is God who chooses and gives them this job.
给他穿上这个衣服
and gives them these garments.
然后神就把他看中了
and through that, God is able to see their importance.
所以这个人的身份不一样
so their status is different.
所以他的身份其实要呈现出他要合乎神的要求的
and their status must be with God's accordance.
好，所以我们现在看到这个荣耀的问题了哈
so we can see through the issue of glory.
今天我们会不会觉得神的荣耀很重要？
In society, do we think that God's glory is important?
也就是说，我们会不会觉得说神在我们的生命里面很有分量？
is God important in our lives?
其实我们今天人的一切都是神给的，不要忘记了。
Let's not forget that it's everything is given through God.
今天如果不是神赐给我们健康，我们可能因为一个病毒可能就走了。
We might, you know, if it weren't for God giving us health, then we might be not even be here.
今天这个大环境里面，有些人年纪轻轻的二十几岁，可能得到一个病毒就死了。
There are many cases in which people are in their 20s, they pass away due to illnesses.
有的是小孩子小朋友一个还死了。
There's even little kids that have passed away.
所以不管年轻的到年老的，强壮的或虚弱的，反正得到的可能都死。
No matter whether or not you're young or old, strong or weak, we are to die.
哦，所以为什么说人不能夸口？
So we must not boast.
人不能够认为说我没问题。
We must not think, oh, I have no issue with this.
没有人知道这个病毒在我们的身上会发生什么样的什么效果啦。
Who knows what will happen if we were to receive this illness?
那有人去试了之后，哇，不行，就死了。
A lot of people, they receive this illness and then they are unable to make it.
这样就是很不值得。
And this is really unfortunate.
哦，我们死是为了主而死的。
And we are to die for Christ.
不是因着无知啊，然后死掉。
Not to receive this.
无知哈，就是一个。
Not to be useless and to just die.
所以我们要好好的珍惜生命啊。
So we must really value our lives.
神让我们活着，就是让我们可以侍奉他的。
So God has given us this life so we can serve Him.
好，所以你看，我们今天人哈。如果不是神保守，我们可能活不了明天哦。
If it weren't for God's protection, then we wouldn't be able to live another day.
那我们能够有工作，有机会学习，能够做什么，都是神给的。没有神，我们什么都没有啊。
And God has given us the opportunity to work or to even study.
所以你看，在圣经里面，那个认识神的人，他都很谦卑的。
And those who know God are actually very humble.
他都会觉得说，这个都是神从神赐的。如果不是神的话，我怎么会有这些呢？
And because they know that it's through everything God has given to them. If it weren't for God, then they wouldn't receive anything.
比如说，我们如果看保罗说的。
If we were to look what Paul has said.
哥林多前书第十五章。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第十五章
，First Corinthians chapter 15,
第十节
，Verse 10。
因为保罗他在讲他自己啊
，And Paul is talking about himself
他自己本来是逼迫信耶稣的人呢、啊、
，And before he was the one that actually persecuted those who followed Jesus。
但第十节说，第十节 ten， 然而我今日成了何等人？是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Verse 10, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace towards me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
我们今天成了何等人，其实都是因着神的恩而来的。
And who we are is because of God.
哦，我们今天有什么样的成果，我们做了什么工作，其实都是神的恩典。
All of our what we have created or what we have done is through God.
所以我们要时常懂得感谢。
So we must learn to have a heart of thanksgiving.
那我们也知道说，让我们跟人家不一样，有不同的想法，能够有更超越的这个生活目标，都是从神来的。
And so we must have a different thought process and a different goal in life because it is what God has given.
我们跟这个世界的人。有分别，我们会比较知道说，应该什么是值得追求的，也不是我们自己去想的。
And we are separate from what other people in the world are like because it's not our own thinking.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
哥林多前书四章七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7.
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
Verse 7, for who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did not receive it, why do you boast as if you have not received
it? 所以真的，今天我们每一件事情其实都是从神领受的。
So all these things are received through God.
神，他拣选我们，把我们分别出来，跟人不同了。
God has chosen us to be different from everyone else.
所以我们今天哈，要了解神。他让我们不同，就是其实要让我们穿上衣服。
And God has made us separate, and we must wear these garments.
最后我们可以配得在他面前来侍奉他。
So that we can serve before him.
那出埃及记二十八章他又说了，他是这个穿上衣服是为华美。
And in Exodus chapter 28, it tells that the way why we wear these garments is for glory.
这个华美哦，如果你如果用中文的了解哈，它出埃及记就只有这两个这两节。就只有两节讲到这个华美了哈 ，beauty。
And if we were to look at this word in Chinese, that it only mentions this beauty within these two verses.
第二十八章的第四十节再讲一次。
In verse 40 in chapter 28, it also tells about this beauty.
你要为亚伦的儿子做内袍、腰带、裹头巾，为荣美、为荣耀、为华美。
Verse 40, for Aaron's son, you shall make tunics, and you shall make sashes for them, and you shall make hats for them for glory and beauty.
这个就是美化，就是他穿上之后，他就变美了。
And you become beautiful when you wear these garments.
就像我们今天人真的是需要衣服来装饰的哈。
And sometimes you need to, for people, we need to look good and do that. We can wear clothing.
身材变形的，如果穿上衣服穿得好的话，其实也蛮好看的。
And even though you might have a certain type of figure, you can wear certain things that complement your figure.
所以那个会穿衣服的人呢，看起来就比较有气质。
And those who wear, who know how to style themselves, they have a certain style to them.
但是如果你看，我们如果都没有衣服穿哦，我们每个人都很难看呢。
And if we were to not wear any clothes at all, then everybody would look quite ugly.
真的，你看，我们今天穿上衣服就不一样哦。
So if we look at each other right now, when we wear clothes, we look quite different.
有时候你会看到一些影片，有些 homeless 的人哦。有人把他带到那个 store 里面去，买了衣服，把他全部装饰一次，才走出来的时候，你就没有办法想象说，哎，他之前是那个 homeless 那个样子。
There's a lot of videos of people taking homeless people and cleaning them up and giving them new clothes, and through that they look completely different.
他走出来的时候，就是人模人样的啦。
And when after all of that, they look like a normal person.
哦，所以我们人哦，如果穿上衣服就被美化。
So when we wear these clothes, we become beautiful.
特别如果这衣服哈，就又各种装饰，你就觉得说这个人很高贵。
Especially when this clothing has many different designs, this person must be very
神今天给我们穿上这个圣衣，就是要把我们美化的。
So the whole reason why God has given us this clothing is so we can become beautiful.
美化其实就是因为有神的荣美要加在身上。
And so it's because God's beauty has been given to us.
因为这个衣服呈现神的智慧。
Because it shows God's wisdom.
这里面它不同的颜色。
It shows different colors.
它里面有不同的装饰宝石。
And there's different gems and jewels.
它里面所雕刻出来的东西，其实都呈现出这个神的美。
And all these designs are to show God's beauty.
那这个美最宝贵的就是里面的爱。
And the beauty within it is the most beautiful part of it is God's love.
因为这个衣服就呈现出神对百姓的爱。
And this garment shows God's love to us.
那这个爱最后会穿在我们的身上。
And this love we will wear it.
神的爱会呈现在我们所穿的这个衣服上面呢。
And this garment will show God's love.
所以我们说人哈，诚于内就是你的内心是很真诚的，最后要行于外，就是你会从外表表现出来。
And there's a saying that if you have, you know, a good heart, then it will show out externally.
神对这个衣服的设计有他非常深的期待。
So God has a very strict expectation of this garment.
就是这个设计本身就看到神的期待了。
And through this design, it shows God's expectation.
穿上的人，你很自然就会感受到神的这个爱。
And when we wear this garment, then we can see God's love.
接下去呢，我们就会试着去把神的这个他的期待把它活出来。
And we can live out God's expectations for us.
那最后就会被神悦纳。
And then we can be blessed by God.
做什么美好的工作。
And so we can be acceptable and do good works.
那所以穿的人他一定会不一样的。
And those who wear these garments must be different.
期待我们都能够穿上这样的华美的衣服。
And so we hope that we can wear these beautiful garments.
我们下午再继续。
And we will continue in the afternoon.
来谈主要我们所穿的这个衣服到底呈现出他哪一些的期待跟他的爱。
And it will talk about the expectation God has for us and His love.
让我们最后都能够真的被分别出来，能够有神的荣耀，能够也彰显神的美。
So may we all, you know, receive the this garment, and so that we can have the glory and beauty of God.
一起来唱一首诗歌，161首。
Let us sing.